I have a group of friends around me who you would think they was experts, who would encourage me, Yvonne, you know, come on, let's go walk up. Don't eat this or don't eat that. And it's good to know that they cared enough to take note. But the most valuable lesson that I learned about this disease is not to ignore it. And it's easy to ignore because you can walk around all day long with elevated blood sugars and function. Because after feeling bad for so long, you don't recognize it as feeling bad. You just say, that's just how I feel. And the only way you really recognize the difference is when those numbers go down and those symptoms, the blurred vision gets better, the thirst is not as bad. You don't go to the bathroom as often. So maybe if our blood sugars, when they were elevated, it would hurt. We would take more notice and be more mindful of trying to work a little harder at keeping them down. But do not ignore this disease. Follow your doctor's advice, check your blood sugars, record them, talk with a dietitian. She can help you do an individualized meal plan. Try to follow that plan. Am I 100%? No, I'm not. But I stay in the top 90s. I haven't tipped this scale over 200 anymore. And I'm exercising. I don't smoke. And I'm still waging the war against sweets. Some days I win, but oftentimes I don't. But it's doable. It just takes discipline. It takes a lot of discipline, but it can be done. And the good news is you can prevent complications and new ones. You can prevent any new ones from starting or slow down those which have already started. So in the end, we're worth it. Yes, it's a 24/7 job, but we're worth it.